Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. This is Patrick Johnson, and I am in the studio today with Steve Hunt, who is our Director of Financial Counseling at Wealth Partner and also a dear friend of mine. We go way back, like college days, which is just a delight to be working together. And I am so pleased to be introducing listeners to Steve on this show. It's a special thing. You'll be hearing a lot more from Steve over the, hopefully years to come, I guess, with this show. But as listeners know, our goal with these shows is to add something of real value to one or multiple dimensions of listeners' well-being. And today we're going to be emphasizing the wealth dimension, specifically financial, and even more specific than that, tax. So it's a big part of our practice. And when I asked Steve for your kickoff on the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise show, what do you want to lean into? Immediately the answer was tax. And I think that's great because we do add a lot of value to the client experience by bringing this dimension of financial counseling into our practice in a very intentional way. And so today we're going to be discussing really some of the key concepts when it comes to tax and how it plays into one's financial planning and their overall financial life and some key considerations. And before we get there, it's important for us to articulate the distinction between tax planning and tax advice. Steve does a presentation for a law firm on this very concept. And so the first part of the show today, we're going to be talking about that distinction, why it's important and how we really believe, not to steal your thunder, but you can't do good financial counseling without bringing this dimension in. And then the second part of the show, we're going to talk about some more practical applications. So with that, Steve, like just jump in, man, share with listeners what you think would be of benefit.
Yeah. So it's the right place to start is what are we talking about when we say tax planning? And oftentimes, in my experience, what a lot of people run into within our world of investment management, financial counseling, financial planning, is practitioners that say, well, I don't do tax. You just need to go talk to your CPA. They'll say, I can't talk to you about tax. Right. We hear that all the time from other people, clients. We've seen it firsthand. And so what are we talking about with tax planning and how are we not crossing the lines? Well, there is an important distinction between tax advice and tax planning. Those words matter. They have different meanings and there's a distinction. Tax planning, what we're talking about is working within the realm of settled tax law, settled code law regulation to develop strategies and plan to minimize in the realm of tax planning, to minimize someone's tax liability over time. I submit that for most people, taxes are likely the largest expense over the course of their lifetime. In certain circumstances, maybe the only other competitor is health costs. But without some significant issue in that area, I think taxes probably easily win that race of being the largest expense. So tax advice and what a CPA does generally a CPA, but what we're talking about is a federally authorized tax practitioner can make determinations within their reading of the tax code for something that falls in the gray area. And they're making a formal determination and giving tax advice on how someone can proceed to stay within the law. That's not what we're talking about within the realm of financial counseling. We're working within the realm of settled tax law and trying to come up with strategies and opportunities and planning approaches to minimize the tax liability and just manage someone's financial situation as efficiently as possible.
Yeah. One thing I heard you say in the seminar recently that you did for the law firm was that tax advice generally is rear looking, where tax planning is more forward looking.
Well, in certainly in terms of tax preparation, because there's which is how most folks engage with, you know, typically a CPA or a tax practitioner or preparer, is they're right. They're looking to the past of the last year, and they're simply making sure that you're in line and you're submitting your tax return in accordance with the law and keeping you within the bounds of the law, so you're not violating anything.
Which we do not do at Wealth Partner or other financial right.
Right. So we're not a tax preparer. We're not a federally authorized tax practitioner in that sense of giving tax advice or preparing returns.
And wouldn't you say that most clients, they would not expect that of their wealth management professionals? So then why is it that we see so many people hiring counselors who will manage their wealth but not lean into tax?
It's a good question, and it's a constant mystery to me. Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, what a lot of folks in our world run into is, especially the big box places, the compliance departments just don't want them to touch it, because it's you know, there's significant liability in getting things wrong when you start talking about someone's tax situation and giving. Absolutely. And so even within tax planning, where it's a little interesting is because obviously, if a financial planner says, hey, to a client, says, hey, I recommend you use a Roth IRA to start saving for retirement. Well, that's tax planning, because the only reason to recommend a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA or someone using a 401k plan or a SEP or any of these different tax advantaged retirement vehicles is because they have a tax advantage. And so that's tax planning. So when folks say, well, I can't do tax, what they're really saying is, I don't want to do tax work beyond a certain point.
Or can't.
Because their compliance departments or whatever company they work for has got their hands tied and says, well, you can talk about these things, but you can't talk about anything beyond this. And I think ultimately that's a disservice to the client, and they're not getting the full breadth of counsel that they should in terms of their financial paradigm being managed as efficiently as possible, because the tax implications of what we do in our world for our clients and planning strategies, the tax implications are everywhere. There's no way to get away from
it. Yeah. I mean, you submitted in the seminar the other day that you didn't feel like you could do your job without bringing in the tax planning for clients.
Right.
And let me just be clear for all the listeners. We're not looking to get in any financial advisors' crosshairs or cast aspersions or say that there's only one way. We're just trying to present some common sense principles, planning versus advice, why we think it makes sense to have it in a client's architecture. But it's also for listeners just to be aware that, look, good practitioners are going to lean into your tax paradigm with you. And if somebody's chosen to hang their shingle somewhere where they can't, well, you know, I'm sure they're a good man or woman. They are limited and their scope of practice.
Right. And that's a good point. I'm not trying to speak to how someone else does their job or how they choose to approach it. I feel very strongly and have for a long time that it's a sine qua non, as they say in the legal world, that you can't do one without the other. For us to do, for me, I'll just speak for me personally, for me to do what I feel is my best for a client, I've got to be looking at their tax situation as an integral part to the financial counseling that I'm providing.
Okay, so we understand now what tax advice is versus tax planning and the important distinction there. And we've submitted why we think you can't do one without the other. But what are some of the paradigms where, as you're consulting with our clients, just broad stroke, and maybe on the other side of the break, we'll get into more granular detail with some of these specific ones that we think would add most value. But give us some high level examples of what you mean when you're talking about how you can't do one without the other.
Sure. And this helps answer the question, why is that? Why do I feel like you can't do one without the other? And this is why digging into a tax return is so important. Because a tax return is like a financial fingerprint for somebody. It is so unique to that couple or family or individual, and tells just, it's just a treasure trove of information. Mm-hmm. But when I'm saying why it's so important to do what we do, there are some just some big bucket areas. Tax efficient investing. You start to look at gains, different types of dividends, different types of income, asset location. So not asset allocation. Within our world, people are probably familiar with that term, asset allocation, which gets into how an actual portfolio is allocated among different asset classes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about asset location.
We could do a whole show on asset location. Yeah.
Tax loss and capital gain harvest.
Well, and just real quick on location, we're talking about broad categories from a tax standpoint, non-qualified, Roth, traditional, IRA, SEP, whatever.
Right, right. There are three main, in terms of tax treatment, there are really three big buckets. Non-qualified, which has no special tax treatment. There's tax deferred, and then there's tax free. And so having assets in those locations and planning for those locations in a deliberate way is really important. So that's what I'm talking about with, because it affects distribution strategies and transfer strategies. It affects a lot of things. I think I mentioned tax loss and capital gain harvesting. And then another big area, which I touched on, is the distribution planning, which gets into Roth conversions as well. Charitable giving strategies. That's an enormous area of different types of planning strategies and approaches. And then there's a whole area of what I call tax gotchas. And that has to do with things like the widow's penalty, or what's known, you know, it's a slang term, what's known as a widow's type penalty, or IRMA surcharges on Medicare. Different types of gain thresholds that can impact even the rate that you're paying on capital gains, things like that.
Painting the picture as we go into the break, we've got a good sense for just the scope of the importance of tax planning. We'll come back after the break and we'll lean into some of these, and obviously going to have to do multiple shows around this, but we'll be right back after this commercial and we'll hear more from Steve about specific tax considerations that listeners could benefit from. We'll be right back after the break.
The Healthy Wealthy Wise Show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Wealthy Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
All right, welcome back. We're here with Steve Hunt, Director of Financial Counseling for Wealth Partner. First part of the show, Steve helped us understand the difference between tax advice versus tax planning, and then gave us a very quick overarching view of some of the paradigms where this comes into play, tax planning specifically, where it's really, we believe, critically important. And then we promised we'd come back after the break and lean into some of the more gritty detail of some of these dimensions with the qualifier that every one of these could be several shows within itself. We're not going to try to overwhelm here, but we do want to add something of real tactical, tangible value. So
sure. Yeah. And you're right. This area gets really deep, really fast. I spend a significant amount of my time working in this area for clients.
And he loves every minute of it. Two masters in applied mathematics. Smart dude.
I'll admit I do enjoy it. I like the challenge of the technical work and the quantitative analysis. I enjoy that. But one of the first areas I mentioned before the commercial was tax efficient investing. And so I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, explain a little bit further what I'm referring to. So obviously different people are in different income paradigms. They're in different income paradigms during their working years. They're in a different paradigm potentially in their retirement years. And so everyone has got different needs, or they have different implications in terms of income that may be coming from their investment portfolios and how that flows over to their tax return and what the impacts are. So, for example, qualified and ordinary dividends, two different types of dividends that an investment portfolio can generate depending on the holdings, but they're taxed differently. And so you may need to be sensitive to generating more or less of a particular type based on the tax paradigm that someone's in. Without knowing that situation fully, then I can't be as precise as I could be about the design and management of the investment portfolio side of things if I don't know what the impacts are on the tax side of being sensitive to, oh, we need to really watch our ordinary dividends because that's flowing over to ordinary income. Let's see if we can generate more on the qualified side because that kicks it over into more of a capital gain tax paradigm.
And I'll insert here too that we are of the firm conviction, and one of the core theses of the firm when we founded it back in 2005 is that we can't do any kind of counseling, tax or otherwise, in a vacuum. This is all in the context of a bigger financial plan where we work through all of the different factors in one's financial life. So tax is even a subcategory of a broader picture.
Right. And it's all part of that. It swirls and whirls together, especially within the tax world. Everything has, you make a change in one place and it impacts multiple things on the other side. And you try to adjust something over there, or you try to implement a particular type of planning strategy somewhere, and it may flow to have negative impacts somewhere else. Yeah. And so if you're not looking at the full picture and understanding what the triggers are somewhere else, then again, you may be causing unintended consequences, or you may just not be aware of everything that's going on. So another one of the big ones I mentioned was asset location. And we took a minute to distinguish that between asset allocation, not what we're talking about, asset location. I've heard it said that asset location is the unsung hero of financial planning.
I've never heard that actually in all my 30 years, but I agree.
And in a lot of ways it is, because what we're talking about are the three different kind of large tax paradigms that you can have money held in. That's a non-qualified paradigm. And by non-qualified, I mean there's no special tax treatment whatsoever. Then you have tax deferred, which is your typical, you know, traditional 401k, traditional IRA, and some other accounts enjoy that. But basically that the growth within an account is simply tax deferred. It defers having to pay the tax bill.
But it, what kind of paradigm you're deferring
right, into. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then there's a tax-free paradigm, which is largely within the Roth realm. Roth IRAs, you know, now a lot of people have access to Roth 401ks, mm-hmm. where the growth in an account accumulates, but as long as you meet the requirements on the back end, you're able to pull out money in a tax-free paradigm, which eliminates some of the uncertainty of, well, in what tax paradigm will that be in? We have no idea what the tax regime will look like even 5 years from now, like much less 10, 15, 20. I mean, we're historically low right now, so odds are it's not going lower. And even the current tax paradigm we have right now is set to sunset in 25, unless legislators extend that. Most, I think the consensus among most is that there'll be some some modification of it. It won't revert completely back to the old regime when it sunsets in 25, but who knows?
Well, that's the catalyst for a lot of the planning we're doing for clients now, is let's get as much converted as we can without crushing you with taxes. Right. Because if we can get it converted in a, say, a 20% effective relative to what might be in the future, then that's just good planning. Exactly. Just makes good sense.
Exactly. And that's a classic case. And that actually leads into the next big area really well. Roth conversions essentially have to do with distribution planning. Mm-hmm. So distribution planning, what we're talking about is looking way down the road past the accumulation phase. And when you have to start using what you've spent your life saving the money for, you're in a distribution phase where you've got to start pulling money out of these different vehicles to supplement your retirement or achieve the goals that you have, whether it's charitable giving, generational giving, different, all sorts of different areas. But distribution planning then is how do we, you know, what's the strategy and the plan for how we're going to most efficiently pull this money out of these different vehicles that we've used to accumulate it.
Well, I'm going to risk interrupting some of the other concepts, but I think something that we can add to the show to add value to clients is this, it's very much related to that. And the bottom line, you're going to know what I mean by this. We got to figure out how to most succinctly communicate this to listeners, but it's the difference between planning at a marginal bracket versus planning at an effective bracket. So most, if you're working with an investment advisor or wealth manager who's using a planning software and is doing good planning, most of these software programs have a rigid, not dynamic, but a rigid tax bracket that they have to use for the distributions. So a lot of people understand marginal bracket as being their tax bracket. We have a progressive system in the United States. The more money you make, the higher the tax bracket that you're in. But a lot of people think they're in, say, a 30% or 24% bracket, but you're paying taxes at lower rates through various income bands. And when you work the math, your effective or your average bracket is lower than your marginal bracket, which is where you're paying your top dollar. So if people are doing their financial planning at a 24% bracket, and if the planning software defaults to an effective bracket, which it usually does, the advisor is putting in 24% as your bracket when really you might be at 17. The delta there is significant. So it's going to make the numbers look all wonky, because if you're planning on withdrawals at 24% when it should be at 17% in perpetuity over the course of a 20 or 30 year retirement, it's a huge difference. And then that backs into the importance of asset location. Because in a lower tax regime season, you're going to pull the levers of the locations that have a taxable consequence upon the withdrawal. But if you're in a higher tax regime, then you might be pulling from other strategies like the Roth, since you used that as an example a moment ago. So I think planning for your marginal versus effective or your marginal versus average bracket is a very important conversation for listeners to have with their counsel. Would you agree?
Totally agree. Yeah, most people understand that we have a progressive system, but then when we start talking about, well, what is your effective rate or what's your average rate? They're usually not sure. Right. And they usually refer to the marginal bracket that they're in. And they don't understand that average weight or effective rate is a weighted average of those different bands.
Right. And most people can look at their return, since a lot of people just got these back, and most CPAs will put effective bracket on the front page. Yeah. So you can find it there.
Right. Most will have either effective or average, mm-hmm. depending on which number they're using.
Yep.
And that's true. And it is
sidetrack, but what's another?
No. That's a great distinction to make. So another big area, Patrick, is charitable giving. Mm-hmm. There are a number of planning strategies around charitable giving that, you know, clients can use to their advantage from a tax perspective. If they're already charitably inclined and they're going to be giving anyway, there are different things you can do to take advantage of.
That's a good example.
One of the classics is a QCD,
yep.
Qualified Charitable Donation. So for someone that is within the RMD paradigm of their IRA, yep. or tax deferred retirement account, I should even use a broader term because it could be a 401k. But if they're in that RMD timeline, which is required minimum distribution window, where they're being for, you know, they have to take out a certain amount each year, any portion of or all of that RMD amount, if they give it directly as a donation to a qualified charity, then that's a QCD, and it avoids the taxable impact of that withdrawal from the tax deferred account.
Yep. It's a great example. And here we are at time. Steve is just, he would love to go longer, but we're going to have to call it there. And I would just submit to listeners, if you like the feel of this offering and what we're trying to do in the community, and you feel like we might know what we're talking about when it comes to traditional wealth management under Steve's tutelage within the practice, reach out. Check us out online, wealthpartner.com, WELLTHpartner.com. If you send an inquiry through that, you're going to land on Ann Noel's desk. Ann Noel is our wealth coordinator, and then she would set a 15-minute discovery call, and y'all can chat to see if it makes sense to come in for a consultation. But we'd love to see you. Love to start getting to know the community a bit. And Steve, thanks for being here today. I know you have a lot more to say. We'll have you on another show soon, but thanks for listening.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the affecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.